The major airlines are raising fares again. Joining us live to talk about this, travel expert Rudy Maxa, who hosts the PBS show Rudy Maxa's World. And Rudy, I understand we're talking, what, $10 per round trip? Well, what, is this just in the continental United States?
It's in the 48 contiguous states in the United States, according to American Airlines. Delta has gone them a bit better and raised between $10 and $20, and most of America round trip, and most American competitors have matched the American raise. This is about the fifth airfare raise in about the last 3 months. Now, one of them didn't stick, because you know what airlines do is they'll raise their fares, and they watch to see if the competitors follow, and if they don't, they'll drop it back down. But this one looks like it might stick, because normally it's done over the weekend to test it out, and Monday we know whether it's this is sort of an unusual thing to announce it fairly midweek. But the only way airline fares are going these days is up.
Yeah, you mentioned that they go down, and I was surprised to hear that, because I think, gosh, a few years ago they raised prices, they raised them, and then we'd pay more for blankets and peanuts and, you know, walking on the plane. I mean, do they ever really go down that much?
Well, they do. They can go down seasonally, obviously, and when they don't have enough business. But, you know, by constricting the number of airplanes they have, they've lessened the pool of available seats. There are two things at work here. The rising price of oil, and jet fuel is even more expensive than those, you know, $100 barrel or $107 barrel oil prices you see. And also trying to dig out of the hole of years of losing literally tens of billions of dollars. So that's what's going on there, of course, with all that a la carte pricing of all those extras, as well as general fare increases.
And very quickly, if people are thinking about going to Europe for the summer or something, buy tickets now, buy tickets later.
That's the eternal question this time of the year. I would say buy tickets now. I don't see prices dramatically dropping. You know, maybe there'll be a last-minute sale before the summer, but I wouldn't bet on it. I'd lock it in now, because even now they're expensive. You know, I was pricing L.A., you know, to Europe, $1,200, $1,400 is about as low as you can get it.
Okay. Rudy Maxa, travel expert with us on KNX on the Rise in Airfares.